Gracious Father, we thank you for being such a good God. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the written word, that revelation can come to our heart, that we may know how to live the way you want us to live. Thank you for every person on the sound of my voice. Let them be able to hear and understand and make transition in their life in the Spirit. We thank you for it. People worldwide listening, thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You would like to get your hand on the prayer that we prayed prior to this service about soaking our infirmities and building our anointing in the plans of God. Romans 8:28, 1 Corinthians 14:2, Jude 20, 2 Corinthians 13:14. It's very powerful to help your prayer life. I got it doing prayer, like soaking you. Infirmities in the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, the call of God, purpose of God, the grace of the Lord, the love of God again, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. You soak your infirmities and you're building your anointing at the same time. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. And you will have to pay close attention to the reading because you're about to be snatched into another phase of the Spirit that could not come to pass without the apostle and the prophet. For instance, you're moving from church membership to kingdom citizenship. That could not happen without revelation. Many people are still just a church member, but they never live in the sovereignty of the kingdom. And it's a divine right. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going someplace, don't get afraid. Kingdom citizenship is explained in the Bible as a kingdom anointing. Traditionally, we sell it for church membership. And so tonight, there's going to be a transferring anointing that is placed on your life that's going to change your prayer, change all the words you speak. You're just going to be more powerful. It's all right to be more powerful. Many years I've taught and I didn't see these things, this transition. Think about, you are a member of the church, but yet there's a higher flow called kingdom citizenship. And there's a higher anointing than just being a church member. You have a kingdom anointing. And the Bible talks about the kingdom, and we didn't get there. Now you're going to see why. Here in Ephesians chapter 2, you're going to see why crystal clear tonight. And then I'll tell you about your subject to go along with what I'm saying. In the 19th verse of that second chapter of Ephesians, the 19th verse of that second chapter of Ephesians, we're going to read a few verses. We're going down to the third chapter. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Underline strangers and foreigners. Because of a lack of revelation, there's a lot of places in the Spirit that the children of God are still strangers and foreigners. If it's not revealed to you by whom God selected to reveal it to you, you'll never hear it. You're going to see specifically he pulled two orphans out. I want you to catch on. He's going to pull in this reading, he's going to pull two orphans out. And he's just going to speak to them two orphans. He's not going to speak to the pastor. He's not going to speak to the teacher. He's not going to speak to the evangelist. And the two orphans were supposed to, in Ephesians 4:11, were supposed to speak to the other three orphans.
Yes, sir.
And then all five orphans were supposed to come to us.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, therefore, you're no more strangers, strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. Now, notice verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. See, notice that now. That the office of the apostle and the prophet tonight is pulled out in front of you so you can understand why you have to make a shift. Why there's some places that you're a stranger and that you're a foreigner in the spirit world, no matter how long you've been in church. In whom all are building fitly framed together, grows into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now the foundation was the apostle, the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. You don't see a pastor there nowhere? You don't see a teacher? And you don't see an evangelist? Now, over in Ephesians 4:11, we got all five. And I told you before, we can go to 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, where we talk about matured Christians who are not strangers and not foreigners to the things of the Spirit. You have to have revelation that is going to be given here. Apostolic revelation. Prophetic revelation and revelation from Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
When I give you the subject, you're going to catch on real clear. In the third chapter now, because you're going to repeat, for this cause I, Paul, that's Paul the apostle, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you what? And apostolic grace cometh upon you tonight. Shift you in the spirit realm. Shifting you in the spirit realm. Shifting you in your prayer. Shifting you in your meditation. Shifting you in your praise and worship, because you're coming from a deeper angle. All right? Now listen. Verse 2, if you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you one, given to the Apostle Paul, well, how by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. He's talking about the apostle here now. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote before in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now watch verse 5. I got an arrow drawn that way and pointing that way. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Notice who not there. The other three offices are not there. There are things he revealed to the apostle and the prophet that has not gotten to the church. Therefore, we've been members of the church, not recognizing we got a kingdom citizenship that is a whole lot more powerful than just being a church member. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now you see, he revealed it to the holy apostle and the prophet, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and all of the things of God works by revelation, not by reading. We got to read, but it works by revelation, because if the revelation don't come out, you're not going to catch a hold of the promotion that God has for you. Now I want to read these two verses over, verse 20 of the second chapter and verse 5 of the third chapter. And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In verse 5, where in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. By the Spirit. You see, you're seeing that, right? And so if it's revealed by the Spirit, how are you going to have to receive it? By the Spirit. All right. All right. Here we go. Building a personal kingdom lifestyle on earth to glorify the Father. Building a personal kingdom lifestyle on earth to glorify the Father. Again, tonight, my brothers and sisters, we're not talking about church membership. We're talking about kingdom citizenship. That means you'll go in a deeper revelation, a higher revelation of the kingdom. Are you listening? See the church in the kingdom not in the church. The kingdom is a higher level in the world of God. Kingdom sovereignty is supreme power and authority being released in and through the believer. Kingdom sovereignty is supreme power and authority. So what I'm saying to you tonight, that you're being promoted to supreme power and authority that was always there for you. But without revelation, without us being locked just in church membership by the pastor, by the teacher, and by the evangelist, who has, to a large degree, have no respect for the apostle and the prophet who was to teach them so they can teach you. Okay? So I'll read this over again. Because I want you to know this is happening to you. Kingdom sovereignty is supreme power and authority. Therefore, I'm telling you, being released in and through the believer, I'm telling you, with this shifting, you're going to start functioning in supreme power. Supreme authority is being released in you. All right. So your prayer or your prayers going to be different. Mm-hmm. Your prophetic statement, I taught you about that, prophetic activation, going to be different. Because you're going to start doing Ephesians 4:12-16. It's going to be easier to tell you because the revelation of the apostle and the prophet going to be in your heart. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 6, verse 9. We're going to read verse 9 and 10, and I'm going to make a statement and talk to you about it a little bit. After this manner, therefore, pray ye our Father, which art in heaven. Now watch what happened. Holy be thy name. Go ahead. Thy kingdom come. Look what he called him for. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, not on earth, in earth. And I want you to know you earth. As it is in heaven. Let's go back over there. Go back to the ninth verse because I want to get it. After this manner. See the Lord's Prayer is actually kingdom activated. If you've been praying the Lord's Prayer, not recognizing that the Lord's Prayer is at a kingdom level. It's not at a church membership, a church level. It at a kingdom level. Y'all don't want to talk to me. But revelation coming out. See now, grab this stuff because you're going to higher ground. You're going to higher infancy in the spirit. You will not ever be a regular Christian no more. I know it's Wednesday night, but I got to go when God tell me to go. I can't be waiting on no people. I got to teach who come. Now, you listen. You've been praying this Our Father prayer a long time. All of us have been praying a long time. And look what it says. After this matter, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven. No, let me go back and train you. Let me go back and tell you how important this is. Disciples wanted God to teach them how to pray. He taught them a kingdom prayer. He taught them, from now on, when you pray that prayer now, you're going to be praying in a kingdom, folks. Matter of fact, your kingship is in that prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray. The Lord said, well, I got to teach you how to pray about the kingdom. That's the only way you're going to have full power. And he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then you go to the next verse, thy kingdom come. Huh? Yes, sir. Didn't say thy church come. Nothing against the church. The church is all over the Bible. But the kingdom of God come flow you in deeper dimension in the spirit. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now let me give you a statement from that prayer, from two verses. I have designed you to release my kingdom on earth. I have not all these crybaby stuff you doing. Lord, how am I made? They against me on the left side. Forget them. Come back to your house. Come back to yourself. No matter who against you. Stay in the zone where you are. That's where God coming. Are you following me? I have designed you to release my kingdom on earth. I'm going to supply your bread. I'm going to forgive you when you make a mistake. Because I want you to get down to the point where thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I want you operating in all three. I want you operating in my kingdom. I want you operating in my power. And I want you operating in my glory. Can you see that? You're a kingdom, power, and glory operator. Absolutely nothing can whoop the kingdom, the power, and the glory that God has placed on the inside of you. The kingdom, the power, and the glory tonight is on the inside of you. But you got to be an activator. You got to know it's there, and you got to know you have a right to activate it. Are you following me? Turn to Luke chapter 17, verse 21. And then I'm going to give you a statement that will really be a blessing to you. You are a kingdom carrier and enforcer in the earth realm. You are a kingdom carrier and enforcer in the earth realm. Now I'm just, it's not a Bible class. I'm imparting apostolically to you tonight. Amen. You should move in the spirit. You should get promoted in here tonight. You should grab something to slap that little Mickey Mouse problem. And that's all it is compared to what you got on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is here to help activate deeper dimension of your walk with God in you tonight. Notice what he said. You are a kingdom carrier and enforcer in the earth realm. Wow. Look what the scripture said now. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold. Yes, sir. The kingdom of God is within you. What you have to say, the kingdom of God is within me. I tell you right now, satanic forces can't handle that. They know what that is. They know when you say the kingdom of God is within me, they know what that is. They know that it's their defeat. They know that they can have no problem that you can't solve. No victory that you can't, oh my, no victory that you can't have. Are you listening to me? No victory, listen, yeah, no victory up in here tonight that you can't have. Because you're working your kingdom citizenship. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You know what it means to have that threefold anointing? The kingdom, the power, and the glory working on your behalf? So again, I want to bring it back to you. Building a personal kingdom lifestyle on earth to glorify the Father. The Father looking for a remnant of his children to manifest his kingdom on earth. I heard the Spirit of God say when I was studying about this, he said, tell them you have been given the divine right and power to do so. You have been given the divine right and power to do so. If you make up your mind you're going to do it, nobody can stop you. Now, think about how many shackles you've taken off tonight. Thing that look big. And what the Spirit of God wants you to do is people and things can't victimize you unless you let them take you out your space. When you come back to yourself, recognizing who you are and whose you are, and function by faith and anointing in that place, you can't be stopped. See, as a church member, you got so much tradition, so much religion. Nothing wrong with being you're a member of this church. But it just don't have the whole picture. You follow what I'm saying? It left the apostle and the prophet revelation out that when I read apostle structure, heaven to earth government, which opened the portals of the supernatural. So all those connected can enter in and benefit. What we're doing tonight, we open doors of the supernaturalness of the kingdom. In your heart, in your mind, in your understanding. You when you pray, you're not praying just in Darrow. You're praying in heaven. Then the Spirit of God said to me to tell you, letting your life become a kingdom stage. Let me show myself through you. I need somebody who know how to yield. And you can't yield if you don't know it's there. Kingdom power, kingdom citizenship. It's a divine plan. It's not taking nothing from the Bible. It's taking the Bible, the whole Bible, and giving it to you. When the last time you told somebody you're a kingdom citizen? And you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. You tell one of your cousins. You a kingdom citizen. Watch what happened. I ain't going over that no more. Because they're church members. They don't mean no harm. You know, they don't mean no harm, but they've never been to that level. Are y'all listening to me online? online, they've never been to that level. We're on another level here. This is an apostolic level. I just read to you in Ephesians that Paul said the revelation came to him, them, the apostles and the prophet and Jesus Christ to train the others. So what Satan did is cut the apostle and the prophet off so you wouldn't go as far as you're going tonight. Now remember, we got the Holy Spirit to help us. You might not grasp everything I'm saying. It might not be so exciting to you. But in your prayer time and in your meditation, the Holy Spirit is going to come back and sit there with you and enforce that in you. Whether you know it or not tonight, your life has changed. And there are more changes to come like never before. There are places of enjoyment you've never been yet. There are places of freedom you've never been yet. I guess we need to read that 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, verse 9, Ephesians 4. It is where we're being taken here in our rightful position. You got a right to speak to the devil and tell him, shut up. You got a right to speak to sickness and disease. Said, no, you're not going to stay here. You're at the wrong house. You got the right to say, I'll never be broke another day in my life because you're a kingdom citizen. God ain't got no broke children. You broke and you heard a lie, some kind of lie from the system that you don't, but the wealth belongs to you. Oh, Lord. So here we're talking about kingdom. Let's talk some words about the kingdom. We're going to talk about seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these things. Matthew 6:33 be added to you. We'll get to that. It make a difference now. It's not just a good scripture now, because you recognize that apostles are telling me that I need to walk in this. Let's talk about the kingdom. There's supernatural rule in the kingdom. Rule, reign. There's supernatural reigning. R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G. Royalty. Realms. Power. Glory. Kingship. Royal dominion of the royal power and dignity conferred upon Christian who know their divine right. I'm going to go over there because you got a whole lot of stuff in there, boy. Yeah, I'm going to go over that. Letting your life become a kingdom stage. Kingdom means you rule, you reign. You operate in royalty. You operate in a realm that is higher than any other realm. Power that is higher than any other power. Oh, my goodness. Glory. All of the abilities of God is released in you through kingdom understanding. Kingship. Royal dominion of the royal power and dignity conferred upon Christian who know their divine right. Who know their divine right. Come on, son. Who know their divine right. Now, we wasn't capable, I received, son. We wasn't capable of receiving our divine rights because we're church members. And the pastor teaching us how to be a good member. Take your communion. Pay your tithe. Just be a good member. But these revelations are opening to the church now because there are some cultures we got to shut down. And you're not going to be strong enough. The church is not going to be strong enough to shut those cultures down at the same level she abiding right now. So what God going to do, God going to use, whether you be in it or not, it's up to you. God going to use a remnant that have insight, revelation and understanding and wisdom of the kingdom that he can manifest through them. Yes, sir. See, but when they asked, Lord, teach about a prayer, he says, thy kingdom come. Sixth chapter of Matthew, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He will make his kingdom function down here in you. Like it functioning in heaven. Yes, sir. Isn't that something? Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Now, I mean, you're going to be held accountable. You're in here. You're hearing it. And I know the Holy Ghost is pushing it. And he's putting you in a brand new place. When your focus is on the kingdom, you live a kingdom power, in kingdom power. Let's talk about the kingdom again before I give you these points and I'm going to close out. I ain't going to teach you a whole long time. Supreme power and authority. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God will manifest through a remnant that will shut ungodly cultures down. Stop talking about them so much, just shut them down. Let your life flow so much and get so blessed and work for God and give God the glory so much that the culture start talking about you. We got to stop talking about what they're doing and how they messing up. Let's get on up. Let's dress up. Let's go forward what God told us to do. Are you following me? Supreme power and authority. Recognize you operating in supreme power and authority. The kingdom of God will manifest through a remnant that will shut all ungodly cultures down. You got to get in a place where they can't touch you. And you can't let them keep coming in your space talking about them. Act as if they're not there. Because they're not. The kingdom power and glory will manifest the will of God. Will permanently take over. Let me say that again. The kingdom power and glory. I don't care what culture out there. Will manifest the will of God. Will permanently take over. God, he's doing it now. God coming to his church, because he got apostles doing this all over the world. God coming to his church and giving that church more power, more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding, more victory, and they're going to walk on them culture. You're going to walk on them people who are disrespecting God. You can't be up here disrespecting God. That's why I got that cross over that flag out there. The cross is going to shed everything down. That is not of God. President Trump cannot do it without God. He got to have Christian people praying for him, covering him, that some of those baboons can't get their hand on him. Listen to this. The kingdom power and glory will manifest the will of God, will permanently take over. The kingdom power and glory are, watch me now. The kingdom power and glory is on the inside of me. Waiting to manifest God, manifest by God given authority. So how God going to sweep everything out? He's going to sweep it through you. Your instrument. Huh? But if you just believe everything the pastor got to give you this, the pastor got to do this for you, the pastor got to do this, pray yourself out of the hospital. Yes, come on. Yes, sir. Pray yourself out of jail. They lock you up. Pray yourself out. Yes, sir. Turn to Romans 14:17. We got to recognize this fact because The average church is trying to, the average Christian is trying to get something, always trying to get something that is already there. And then when they see what they're supposed to have, they say, ooh, that's too much there. Look at her. Look at him. Ooh, that's a big house. Ooh, ooh. That ain't a big house. That's not big house. That's your small thinking. The house got big in your mind. It's normal for God. All right, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but look what it is. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. Righteousness. Ooh, glory to God. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. I want to stay there a minute. Righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. Say it. Righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. When God wants to express his righteousness, he used me. When God wants to express his joy, he used me. When the Holy Ghost wants to express himself, he used me. Come on out of that hole. Y'all went back in the hole on me. Come on out. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He wants to express himself through you. But you can't be ignorant of your right. You got to have revelation. You can't be living at a man level. The Holy Ghost got to talk to you. You got to get revelation yourself. You got to hear from God in different situations. You follow what I'm saying? Turn to Matthew 6:33. Here's how the kingdom be released. Here's how to release the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look what he said next. What? And all these things should be added unto you. Isn't that something? Yeah, but seek ye first. Got to put it first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things should be added unto you. Kingdom powerful, isn't it? So seeking the kingdom is how God released the kingdom in your life. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. That is that prayer, verse 9 and 10. You have the power right now to turn the kingdom loose in the earth realm, in your home, in every situation. I'm turning the kingdom loose. I'm. How can I say this, Lord? I'm a kingdom turner loose. It's in there. The kingdom of God. You child of God. You're born again. Yeah, you're born of the kingdom of God. When he came in, the kingdom came in. You got kingdom right that can't be stopped. Amen. Look at it a little closer. Look at Luke 17:21. What are we going to do this now? The issue you say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. What you looking for? You got everything already. See, the kingdom is within the child of God. Turn to Psalm 103, verse 19. I want you to get this. God designed his kingdom to rule. And if God designed his kingdom to rule, and that kingdom is on the inside of me, he designed me to rule on his behalf. Look what this voice says. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Matthew 6:13. The power and glory connected to the kingdom are ready to flow through you. To you, through you, for you, with you. The power and glory connected to the kingdom are ready to flow. Now, let me ask you something now. I'm you and all online. You're not planning on living on the same level, are you? After tonight, right? Are you planning on living on the same level? The Lord is revealing himself to you by the Holy Ghost of your kingdom citizenship. You're not just a church member. You're a kingdom member. Whew. All this resides on the inside of you. You can't let your flesh take your spirit over. You can't let your soul take your flesh over. You got to let the spirit take over. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Soak your infirmity in the power of God and build your anointing. So the power and the glory ready to flow. I was just talking about President Trump, and I'll make this statement. Turn to Matthew 4:11-12. Matthew 4:11-12. And here's what the Spirit of God said to me. And he know it. I believe he know it. I had some communication with him. The president can make decision, but if it's not covered by the kingdom, Satan will stop it. Boy, that's heavy, heavy. Y'all ain't heard that. Y'all don't even understand how powerful the church is, how powerful a Christian is. A Christian can stop Satan. Government can't stop Satan. Politics can't stop Satan. We the only one can stop him. He know that. Satan know that. So the president can make decision, but if it's not covered by the kingdom, Satan will stop it. There it is. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Go to the 12th verse. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. What am I saying? I'm saying that you got to have the power of the kingdom flowing. That's why they cross over that flag out there. And I never saw that nowhere in the world. But God told me to do it. You see, my yard too, the same way. Because I was sitting in my yard. I told you, I was sitting there and the wind was blowing and the flag was just flying. And I had the United States flag and the cross under there. God said, you got that right backwards, Leroy. Go change that right now. I call Lassie. Let's get this thing switch this thing out quick before I get in trouble here. All right. 1 Corinthians 4:20. That's a powerful verse, isn't it? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You see that? And so my point to you here is we must constantly operate in kingdom power. It is your divine right to pause until the kingdom nourishes you a little bit, push you a little bit. It's there. He's there. The kingdom is there. It's not meat. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's in Romans 14, I believe. All right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So your church membership now rises to kingdom citizenship. Now, let me close here. Do you know how few Christians know that? You sit here in Darrow on a Wednesday night, and they are from all over the world in different countries. This revelation, let's go up before I close. Go back to Ephesians. But I want to make sure you understand. Ephesians 2:20. And are built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, right?
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Go to Ephesians 3:5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. How? By the Spirit. So what you heard tonight is not a regular teaching. You've got to listen at it again and look at your notes again. All right? Now, I'll close there. The Lord give me some more instruction for tonight. Why you don't have your money yet? There's a pastor was trying to teach on prosperity. And one of his men brought him one of my tapes many years ago. He said he was broke. Church was in debt. And the guy told him, said, listen to this fellow here. You've been trying to teach him prosperity. Listen to him. So he said he started listening. And he talked with Junior today. He said, man, we're so blessed. He said, the church paid for all my cars, the house. He said, I got money, man. He sold his way out. Him and his wife was at a meeting. And the Lord told him, sow $1,000. And all they had in the bank was $1,000. So he told his wife, said, you know, Lord, you told me sow $1,000. She said, write the check then. What you waiting on? Write it. And they sold their way out. I can tell you many, many, many. So tonight, prior to offering, you here and you online, I want you to know tithing is real. Don't let nobody talk Malachi 3. Don't let nobody, these guys come up with the stupidest revelation. Tithing is real.
Yes,
I'm not talking about begging. I'm not talking about anybody telling you got to give so much. Tithing is real. And it's a way I sold my way out. I'm a tither. I heard Betty Price talk about her and Fred. They was up to 40% in their tithing. They were going to 50%. And they never wanted for nothing. Tithing is real. Giving is real. Sowing is real. Don't let no one stop you from tithing. Sowing and giving. You got to sow your way out.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to give you one or two revelations of money coming. I went back and pulled one of my pads out. Money cometh, hidden wisdom. Now, money cometh, I'm talking about tithing. We're about to go into offering now. Tithing and offering. Money cometh is the mantle of the wealth transfer.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And I was sitting there, it's the mantle of prosperity.
Uh-huh.
It's the mantle of wealth. It's the mantle of debt cancellation. God give it to a little country boy. But you can wear the mantle. You got a right to wear that mantle. You got a right to have all the money you need and all the money you want. Don't let these people talk you out of the wealth really belongs to the body of Christ. So let me give you two or three points and give you one verse in tonight offering. The revelation of money coming is not ordinary. It's supernatural. When you say money coming, you speak in supernatural finances is on its way to me. God gave that to me for the body of Christ. I'm not no money hustler. Money hustle me. Because I'm anointed. You got a right to wear the same anointing. God desire, listen, for you to simply trust his spirit and not waste time trying to figure your prosperity out. Trust his spirit. Come to the point that you know you're supposed to prosper. And then follow the plan. God got a plan. God got a plan that Satan can't stop. Tied in Satan, when you tie, God can curse everything Satan tried to come bring around you. When you sow, God can curse everything Satan tried to stop your finances. Jesus, I'm gonna give you one scripture. Jesus had the revelation of money coming before anyone else. I'm gonna show it to you. Oh yes. Matthew 17:27. Jesus had to pay some taxes, had the revelation of money coming, come on, son, before anybody else. That is a tax deal now. Got to pay our receipts. Money coming now. It's $1,000. So we're about to receive the tithe and offering, right? Talk to me up in here.
Yes,
all right, listen. God told me begin to minister to y'all more about so you have a better understanding. Yeah, you ain't got no money problem. God has a plan. If you walk in that plan, God will get you out and take you where you're supposed to be. So don't let nobody be begging you for any money, talking about send this, send that. You listen to God. I got to protect you along that line. Don't think you're going to shoot out. No. Let God give you his plan. God has a plan for your finances, for you to be totally free. You understand? I don't care how low you think you are. I don't care if you're getting 40 cents an hour on your job. That don't make no difference. Just give God his 10% out of the 40 cents. See, you open the wonders of heaven. Pull you out a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. Now, I'm going to put this out there. Don't raise your hand. Or you're a tither. No, you don't need to say nothing. I know some of y'all want to say it because you are. But are you a tither? I mean a tither. 10% of everything. That's the only way we get. Then I want you to be able to wear the grace of sowing. What you mean by wear the grace of sowing? That God put that grace on you. Not no man can put that on you. You got to sow gracefully. That's a 2 Corinthians chapter 8. That's a grace chapter on sowing. They were sowing. They didn't have a whole lot, but they sowed. They give all they had because they had the grace of sowing. You can't sow out of your flesh. So Matthew 17:27. And now within the context of that, Jesus was explaining a money coming demonstration. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea, Jesus told him that, and cast a hook and take up the fish that first coming, money coming, first coming. It's not the second fish, not the third fish, the first fish that coming up. And when thou open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Now, what is that? Money in a fish mouth. So, It's all kind of ways that God can place money in your life. But I know you got these pulpit hustlers. Don't be messing around with that hustling. Let the Spirit lead you. Oh, all right, Lord. Lord says, all right, let's leave them alone. Just teach what you teach. You just remind me, shut up. I'm about to get in trouble. I want the anointing to be on you and your giving. All right. Get the envelopes. Let's serve the people online. All them numbers, Leroy. I don't know all them numbers. And I'll be doing this. I'll do it Sunday. I'm gonna teach you a little more about it because if you run here, you ought to have some money. And I mean, God pay houses off, pay cars off, He pay everything off. He'll do it. He'll do it. He did it for me. Oh, many years ago. I wouldn't even know how to act broke now. I wouldn't. Because I can't even think broke. I broke. And I want the same thing for you. So I'm just trying to follow instruction. He told me, says, on the offering night, I want you to talk to him and tell him, tithe, sow and give, and watch God.
Yes, sir.
If you need an envelope, lift your hand. Ushers, out there with the envelope. What the Lord told me, said, you got all that anointing on you, and you're not spreading it out. You're just doing it in prosperity revival. But he said, I want you to place it on them to know that giving is important.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard me?
Yes, sir.
Giving is important. Now, I don't know, we're giving to about 6 or 7 different organizations. I even saw in the Jesse the Planet, Kenny Copeland. Not Jimmy Swagger, that boy. Billy, that man there was such a great evangelist.
Franklin Graham,
we were sowing in him. But they go out when people get wiped out to help them out. We built a church in Africa through my son, Dan. He told me just about finished. The church built one, y'all built one, and Carol and I personally built one. See what I'm talking about? I'm talking about having enough money to build a church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You and your family. See, I told Dan, I want two. One for Word of Life, the other for you all. Then I said, I'm going to build the other one myself. I forgot how many $1,000 was.
Amen.
Say money coming.
Money coming.
To me now.
To me now.
Don't take that lightly. Don't take that lightly. And money coming is so clean. You know, it's so clean. What do you mean by clean? It never got nasty. It just tell people what thus saith the Lord and keep walking. You got your envelope? All right, lift it. Stand up. Let all your brokenness fall off right now. I don't know why God anointed me for money. God anointed me for money. Of all the places, man, I had it in my mind. You know what I'm saying? But I'm anointed for it, for the body of Christ, for you. And he told me, he said, you go ahead on, get him to pick it up tonight. And go on. Online, y'all ready? All right. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bring a change in every person's finances that is here tonight, all over the world. Bring a change. Those that are in business, let that business come off the hook. Let the money come as anointing be upon every household, every family that is sowing tonight. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. That anointing is causing the wealth transfer to get in the right hand of the right people. No, that's no covetousness. It's covenant. See, Satan trying to change covenant into covetousness when you're believing for your right. So just like that money was in the fish mouth, you got many ways to bring those tithes and offering seeds and harvest back. We thank you for it. Let every person hold that money up. I ain't got no money in my hand. Give me some money. Every person who is sowing in tonight, let them begin to see early return. I prophesy over them right now that they'll never be broke another day in their life. Jesus' name. Amen. You tell them how to sow online, Leroy, so they have no excuse.